Hey, so Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Masech Salos, and we are up to parak Aleph, Mishnah Ches. There are 248 limbs in a human being, and the Mishnah goes through the limbs in each part of the body, and we'll get to the number of limbs in total. Shloshim bepisas haregel, shisha bekaletzba. There are 30 limbs in the foot, 6 in each toe. Asara bekorsal, there are 10 in the ankle. Shnayim beshok, there are 2 in the lower part of the leg. Chamisha barkuba, there are 5 in the knee. Echad biyarech, there's 1 in the thigh, shlosha bekatlus, there are 3 in the hip, achas esreitzlos, there are 11 ribs, shlosha pisa yad, shisha bechal etzba, there are 30 limbs in the hand, 6 for each finger, shnayim bakona, there are 2 in the forearm, shnayim bamarpek, there are 2 in the elbow, echad bezroa, there's 1 in the upper arm, varba bakasef, and there are 4 in the shoulder, meyeva echad mizeh, and that means that there are 101 limbs on this side of the body, umeyeva echad mizeh, and 101 limbs on that side of the body. So that brings us to 202, but we need 46 more. Ushmanas ruchulias b'shadr, there are 18 vertebrae in the spine. Tisha barosh, 9 limbs in the head. Shmona b'tzavar, 8 in the neck. Shisha b'mavtech shalev, 6 in the chest. V'chamisha b'nekavav, and 5 in the groin area. So that's 46. So 202 plus 46, and there's our 248. Kalechad v'achad matami magamasa ba'ohel. Any limb will be matami with magamasa or ohel, as we said in the last mission. Even if it's pachos mi kezayis. Now, emasai, when do we say it's metame? Bizman sheishlein in basar karaoi. That's only if it has a proper amount of basar on it. What's a proper amount? That if it were still attached to the body, it would heal itself. Aval meinalein basar karaoi. But if it doesn't have a proper amount of flesh on it, then metame mago masavein metame ba'ohel. Then it's only going to be metame mago masa, but it will not be metame be'ohel. Moving on now to Perek Bey's Mishnah Aleph. So says the Mishnah. The following things can become tame with tumas, can be metame other things with tumas oel. Hames, a dead body in a room, is metame everything else in the room. Ukazayis min hames, a kazayis of basor from hames. Ukazayis netzel, a kazayis of decomposed flesh that's now gooey from hames. Umlo tavred rekev, a spoonful of dust from decomposed matter of hames. Hashud vagulgolis, the spine or the skull. Aver min hames, aver min achai, sheishlein basor karaui. An aver from a dead body, or an aver from a live person that has enough flesh that if it were attached, it would be able to regrow. Rov atzamos mar binyan or of a minyan, a quarter of a kav of bones from the majority of the build of the person, or the majority of the number of bones in total in the dead body. Rov binyan or rov minyan shalmeis, the majority, the bones that make up the majority of the build of the person, or the majority of the bones in the body. Aval pishein beh. Rova, even if it's less than a rova akav, tamein. All of those things are tamei, tumas ohel. Kamuhu rov minyano, how many bones are considered the majority of the bones? Me'er v'esum chamish, well, if there are 248 limbs, 125 will therefore be the majority. That's how the math works out. So to review what we learned today, in the last Mishnah of the first parak, we enumerated the 248 limbs on the body, and then in parak beis, Mishnah Aleph, we went through all of the different parts of a maze, and how much, the quantity of each part that will be metame be tumas ohel. Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Bey's Mishnah Bey.